Hey everyone, and welcome back. Get ready, because today we're going deep on something truly out of this world.
Ooh, color me intrigued.
We're talking about a book called Recording Conversations with Occlementa, the Extraterrestrial,
okay,
by Clive Segner.
All right.
Now, in this book, Segner claims he's been communicating with an extraterrestrial being named Occlementa, using something called Instrumental Transcommunication, or ITC for short.
ITC, okay. I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, it's a fascinating concept. He describes it as using technology to connect with spirits, or in this case, extraterrestrials.
So kind of like a high-tech seance?
You could say that. Now, are you ready for the real mind-blower?
Lay it on me.
Occlementa claims to have known Jesus personally.
Wait a minute, an alien who knew Jesus? Okay, you got my attention.
I know, right? It's wild. And that's just the beginning.
I can't wait to hear more.
So Segner, he's an ITC researcher, and he says his spirit guides actually led him to Occlementa.
Spirit guides, huh?
Yeah, and they even introduced her through a pendulum.
A pendulum? Now that's a method I haven't heard of before.
It's a blend of old and new, isn't it? So Occlementa describes herself as a gray-type extraterrestrial.
Ah, the classic alien image.
Exactly. But with brown eyes, a shorter stature, and no hair.
No hair. I wonder if that's common among extraterrestrials.
It's an interesting detail. Senior even tried to capture her image using what he calls trans imaging. Well, the results were a little blurry, unfortunately, but he says she resembles those typical gray depictions.
I'll keep that classic image in mind.
Okay, so back to this Jesus connection.
Yeah, I'm still reeling from that one.
Right. She says she knew him in person and believes his teachings are super important.
Okay.
And when asked about the most crucial lesson, guess what she emphasized?
Love.
You got it.
Yeah.
She said love
has
to be better.
Well, love is a pretty universal theme, isn't it?
It is. But to hear it emphasized by an extraterrestrial being, it adds a whole new layer.
I can see that.
And here's where it gets even more intriguing.
I am all ears.
Occlementa says that on her planet, Jesus' teachings are presented in an alternate way.
An alternate way? Now that's curious. I wonder what that could mean.
It's definitely a mystery. And you know those stories about the Arcturians, another extraterrestrial group who supposedly follow Jesus?
I've heard of them.
Well, Occlementa confirms she's met an Arcturian.
Wow, so there could be a whole network of extraterrestrials who follow Jesus' teachings.
It's a fascinating possibility. Okay, let's shift gears a bit.
Sure.
Occlementa also claims that her people have worked with human scientists encouraging communication with the afterlife.
Really? That's a bold statement.
She even mentions collaborating with the famous medium Lenore Piper.
Lenore Piper, wow. She's a legend in the spiritualist community.
Exactly. And get this, she also mentions potentially working with Nikola Tesla.
Tesla, the inventor. Are you serious?
It's in the book. Imagine those two minds coming together.
That would be an incredible collaboration.
Okay, now for a topic that always sparks debate, human abductions.
Oh boy, here we go.
Segner asks Occlementa about it, and her response is interesting.
What does she say?
She claims they're done for helping people.
Helping people. That's not the usual explanation.
I know. And that those taken are always returned unharmed.
That's a different perspective for sure.
So are you ready for a trip to Occlementa's home planet?
Let's go.
Buckle up. We're heading to Toba. It's located 5 light years from Earth.
5 light years? That's relatively close, cosmically speaking.
Right. And she says their measurement of time might differ from ours. Which is interesting to think about.
Yeah, time is a tricky concept, especially when you're talking about interstellar travel.
And remember those classic flying saucers we always see in movies?
Of course.
Well, Occlementa says their spaceships somewhat resemble them.
No way. So those UFO sightings could be real after all.
Maybe. She also mentions that they use suspended animation for those long journeys.
Suspended animation? Like going to sleep and waking up light years away?
Pretty much. Oh, and she confirms that they breathe oxygen, just like us.
So there are some biological similarities.
But they can only survive on Earth for a short time without assistance.
Makes sense. I mean, our planets are pretty different after all.
And like Earth, their planet has one sun.
Okay, so a similar solar system setup.
Ready to delve into their culture a bit?
Absolutely. I'm dying to know more about how they live.
Well, get this. Occlementa suggests they have long lifespans, maybe due to advanced technology or a deeper understanding of health.
Long lifespans. That's fascinating. It makes you wonder what their healthcare is like.
Right. But she also says they experience illnesses, just like humans.
So they're not invincible.
Nope, not quite. And now for a curious tidbit.
Okay.
When asked about the COVID-19 pandemic, Occlementa cryptically responds, I got involved.
She got involved? What does that even mean?
She doesn't elaborate, but it leaves you wondering, doesn't it?
It definitely does. Was she part of some grand plan? Okay, I need to hear more about this.
We'll get to that. Let's talk about reproduction. Aclimeta says it's not quite the same as ours. But she confirms that lifelong mating is the norm for her species.
Lifelong mating? Wow, that's a different approach to relationships.
And when it comes to food, they're vegetarians, growing their own food.
Vegetarian aliens. I never would have guessed that.
And their education system. Love is the central theme, she says, but also hints at some early childhood subconscious programming.
Subconscious programming? That sounds a little Orwellian, even if it's about love.
It's definitely a mixed bag.
Oh.
And they love music. She talks about large-scale performances, musicals.
Those musicals. What do those look like on another planet?
I know, right? And she even expresses appreciation for Earth music.
So there's a universal connection through music.
It seems so. We've covered so much already.
I know. It's mind-blowing. What else is there?
We've barely scratched the surface. But let's take a pause here and let all this sink in for a bit.
Yeah, good idea. I need to process all of this alien information before we dive back in.
We'll pick up where we left off and explore even more fascinating details about Aclimeta and her world in our next installment.
I can't wait. Okay, so much to unpack from that last part.
There really is. Where do we even begin?
Well, I'm still stuck on this idea of Aclimeta visiting the lower realms of the spirit world.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
It's intriguing, right? It suggests that there's more to reality than what we can see and touch.
Like there are different levels of existence, maybe?
Exactly. And she didn't really elaborate on what those lower realms were like.
I'm picturing something out of Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, that's one way to imagine it. But who knows? It could be something entirely different.
Okay, so let's circle back to this education thing for a second.
Sure.
Aclimeta said love was a central theme. But then there's this whole subconscious programming aspect.
Yeah, that part was a bit unnerving, wasn't it?
It makes you wonder about free will and how much control they really have over their thoughts.
It's a valid concern. I mean, even if it's done with good intentions, is it truly ethical to manipulate someone's subconscious?
Right. It's a slippery slope.
Definitely. And what about those lifelong mating arrangements?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you about that. How do you think that affects their relationships?
Well, it definitely suggests a different approach to love and commitment.
Do you think they experience the same kind of relationship traumas that we do?
I wonder. Maybe their societal structure eliminates some of those issues, or maybe they just deal with them differently.
It's fascinating to consider how different cultures might handle such fundamental aspects of life.
It makes you realize how much our own perspectives are shaped by our upbringing and societal norms.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, let's switch gears again and talk about those human scientists.
You mean Tesla and Piper?
Yeah. If those collaborations are real, that changes everything.
And especially with Lenore Piper, right?
Mm-hmm.
If she was channeling an extraterrestrial, that could validate her abilities in a whole new way.
It's like finding a missing piece of the puzzle.
And then there's Tesla. Imagine the secrets they might have shared.
Right. What groundbreaking inventions could have come out of that partnership?
It's mind-boggling to think about.
Okay, I know we have to address this. The whole human abduction thing.
Yeah, that's a sensitive topic.
I mean, Aclimeta says it's all for helping people.
I'm sure that's not how everyone who's claimed to be abducted feels about it.
Exactly. It's hard to reconcile those two perspectives.
It's important to acknowledge that those experiences can be traumatic, regardless of the intent.
We have to approach this topic with empathy and an open mind.
Absolutely. It's a complex issue with no easy answers.
So, back to Tuba.
5 light years away, one sun, oxygen atmosphere. Sounds kind of inviting, actually.
Now, it's surprising how Earth-like it seems.
It makes you wonder if there are other planets out there that are even more similar to ours.
And that suspended animation technology, that's incredible. Imagine sleeping through years of space travel.
I know, it would make exploring the galaxy so much easier.
It would be a game changer for space exploration.
And potentially for medicine, too. If they can put people in suspended animation safely, think of the applications here on Earth.
Okay, last but not least, their culture.
Lifelong mating, vegetarianism, a love for music, it sounds almost utopian.
But remember that subconscious programming.
Right. That's the catch. Even seemingly perfect societies have their complexities.
It's a reminder that there's always more than meets the eye.
Exactly. We should be cautious about romanticizing any culture, especially one we know so little about.
Well, this has been quite a roller coaster of information.
It has, and we've still got more to discuss.
I know. Let's take another break to process all of this and come back for our final thoughts on Aklamenta and her world. Okay, so we've been on quite a journey with this deep dive into Aklamenta's story.
It's been a wild ride for sure.
So much to think about. From knowing Jesus to those advanced technologies.
Yeah, it's hard to wrap your head around it all.
What really stuck with you? Anything that just keeps popping back into your mind?
You know, I keep coming back to that message about humanity setting a good example for extraterrestrials.
Right. That's a big one, isn't it?
It's like a challenge almost. Are we living up to our potential?
Are we ready to be the best version of ourselves, not just for us, but for the whole universe?
Exactly. It's a lot of pressure.
It is.
Yeah.
So what does setting a good example even look like?
Well, I think it starts with those everyday choices we make.
Like choosing kindness over anger or trying to understand different perspectives.
Yeah, exactly. It's about building a better world right here, right now.
Because who knows who's watching?
Right. Maybe those actions will ripple out further than we can imagine.
I like that.
And remember how Aklamenta talked about the importance of love in their society?
Yeah, that was fascinating.
It made me wonder if love could be the key to bridging the gap between different species.
Love is a universal language.
Exactly. Maybe it's more powerful than we realize.
It's a beautiful thought.
It is.
But are we really capable of that kind of love? One that extends beyond our own little bubble?
It's a tough question, but maybe that's the goal we should be striving for.
It would definitely change the world as we know it.
Okay, so besides setting a good example and the whole love thing, what else resonated with you?
Well, Aklamenta's description of their vegetarian lifestyle really got me thinking.
Yeah, me too.
It's a reminder of how interconnected everything is, you know? Our choices affect the whole planet.
And maybe even beyond.
Right. And then there's that suspended animation technology that's just incredible.
It's mind-blowing. Imagine the possibilities for space exploration, for medicine.
But it's also a reminder that technology can be used for good or for bad.
We have to be careful with how we use it.
Absolutely. Well, I think we've covered just about everything.
We've gone deep on Aklamenta and her world.
Explored some pretty mind-bending concepts.
And hopefully left our listeners with a lot to think about.
So as we wrap up this cosmic conversation, what are your final thoughts?
You know, whether we believe everything Aklamenta says or not, her story pushes us to think outside the box.
It challenges our assumptions about what's possible.
And maybe even inspires us to be a little bit better.
I agree. And who knows, maybe we are being watched.
Maybe we're not alone in the universe.
Maybe there's more out there than we can even imagine.
So let's keep exploring, keep questioning, keep an open mind.
And keep reaching for the stars.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this incredible deep dive. Until next time, keep looking up and keep wondering.